And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Zercher.
Hey, and good afternoon. This is Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQ&A. And it's a pleasure to be with you. Marnie asked me to sub in for her today, and it's always definitely an honor to do so. So today on our show, we have Rick Bradshaw. He's one of the assistant principals at Bradshaw Mountain High School. Go Bears. And then we also have Ben Hooper. He's the Town of Prescott Valley's Economic Development Coordinator. And then on the Chamber Spotlight section of the show, we have John Wagner and Marianne Caprino here from Heartland Payment Systems. And then we also have Debbie Stewart from Senior Connection here as well. A little bit about me, just in case you don't know. I served on the Board of Directors for the Chamber of Commerce until just last year. I serve as an ambassador to the Chamber of Commerce. And I also serve on the Central Yavapai Fire District Board of Directors, as well as a representative of CYFD to the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority Board. I am also chairman of planning and zoning for the town of Prescott Valley, and also wanted to do a shout-out to my good friends over at Bolt Internet. Bolt Internet is the only locally owned and operated Internet service provider in the Quad City area, and they are located on Gurley Street in Prescott, Arizona. Phone number is 928-717-2658, and you can also get them at boltinternet.com. So with that, we'll take a quick break, and then we will be back with Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, and our first guest, Mr. Rick Bradshaw.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zercher.
Hey, and we're back with Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, and in the studio with me is Rick Bradshaw. He is the assistant principal of, and your official title, Discipline and Attendance. Is that correct, Rick?
Yes, that is correct.
And he is the assistant principal at Bradshaw Mountain High School. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
And so, Rick, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, especially, okay, Bradshaw, okay, is the school named after you? I mean, you know, or what, you know,
well,
that type of thing, or family connection?
You know, it's funny, my dad likes to think so, he's done a lot of research on it, but we don't have any land or money from the mountains or nothing, so we don't really have a connection, but it is fun to go to Bradshaw. I did graduate 89 from Bradshaw Mountain High School, and
go Bears.
I'm still there now. Go Bears.
So, you know, how long have you been there?
This will be my fourth year.
Fourth year. And then you mentioned you were with Chino before that, Chino Valley?
Yeah, out in Chino Valley High School.
Okay.
And out in the taught elementary out there.
Okay. And so discipline and attendance is, that sounds interesting. So tell us about that, because, I mean, you know, I'll be honest, my daughter's five. She goes to Liberty, and you know, eventually she'll be moving on to Bradshaw. And so, you know, tell us about what you do in your title.
You bet.
Or your role, excuse me.
I also have a daughter at Liberty. She's 10, though, fifth grade. Then I have one at the high school, which I get to keep an eye on every single day.
Yay.
Don't know if that's good or bad, but it works out for me.
Did I say fifth grade? She's in kindergarten. No, she's in kindergarten. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, but yeah, Dean of Students, I do the discipline. I get to help students make better choices, rather that be some suspensions or detentions, whichever. Sometimes we do a little cleanup at lunchtime. But, yeah, it works out good. You know, we have great students at our school, but they are teenagers still. So I get to help them choose better.
Anything in particular that, you know, you've seen lately in terms of, you know, being the dean of students, what you, you know, I guess, see, you know, as a trend or anything that, you know, you can tell us about?
You know, not really. Kids are still kids. They still want to talk back once in a while, or, you know, truancy, ditch class, kind of like we did when we were teenagers, but not too many changes. I mean, the world's a little bit different for sure. So we do, you know, we have a police officer on campus at all times, and that's very, we work well together, and we do have two security guards. We all work well together, but we do have great kids, and the school's running well, and things are flying. It's already spring break.
So tell us, you know, spring break, Monday. Wow.
Yes. Very excited.
I'm jealous because my wife and daughter are going out of town, and I get to stay and work. So,
oh, nice.
So I see, you know, Court sent you, you know, Court Minor, principal of Bradshaw Mountain High School, Go Bears, sent Rick
Bears.
A list of stuff to cover. So I'm just going to, you know, hand it over to you, Rick, and basically go for it.
Yeah, thank you. It is kind of funny. Mr. Minor sent me here with the list, and I'm going to read this number one first thing. Mr. Minor, Administrator of the Year. Administrator of the Year, which he did get. It's not a joke, but he did get that award. So we are very proud of him, but I thought that was kind of funny that he sent me to announce that, so I was teasing him a bit. But we do have a Our Miss Van Winkle, our choir.
Now, let me ask you this. Did he pay you to actually say that?
Well, not yet, but it's blackmail's coming. Okay. But we do have Miss Amy Van Winkle. She is our choir. She was the Arizona Music Education Teacher of the Year. We have Cisco Ortiz, our Arizona DECA educator. Rising Star was his award because he's only, I think he's his second year. And then we have Teacher of the Year finalists for Yavapai County, Mr. Jared Maddox, Mr. Cisco Ortiz again, and first year, Mr. Elliot Zatto. So we're very proud of our teachers. They're doing great. We're starting to get some awards because of their hard work that they put in the classroom. A few other things to mention. Last year, we had $7.3 million in college scholarships. Yes, we had a student go to Notre Dame even. That's kind of my favorite, so I like that one. But they're going all over the place, ASU, U of A, NAU. Very proud of our students. In the last five years, we've had over $25 million. So our kids are rocking it right now. We're getting a lot of things going. We also have 18 different AIA sports, basketball, football, swimming. We have it all. I can't name them all offhand, but we are very active in Arizona as far as competing in sports. Also, we have our AP Academy. So our students who join the AP Academy, it's kind of a cohort, and they take the AP classes, but if they pass the AP test, it goes for college credits.
Yes.
But we also have dual enrollment, which goes for college credits as well. We tend to brag about our AP kids, but we do have a lot of dual enrollment through Yavapai College.
So someone who took three AP courses back in the day, what exactly is the AP Academy?
The AP Academy is our students, and like I said, it's cohort, so they will all kind of take the same classes. They'll take their English together, take their math together. It's nice because they do get a break apart for PE or some of their other electives. They don't have to choose the same electives, of course. But they take these AP classes, and it is also weighted. It is a weighted class, so if they say they got a B at Rancho Mountain High School, an AP class would be worth a 4.0, so it'd be an A. So it does weight them up, which is, so we have some kids getting a 4.6 GPA right now, which is way more than what I've ever done. So,
yeah, I remember those years, it was a 4-point-something after, all that all those AP courses. That was always a surprise to me.
Yeah, yep.
Battle for valedictorian.
Yes, it is a battle. And I tell you, our top students, they check, especially our seniors, they check weekly to see where we rank, Unfortunately, we do have to lock it and get it set for graduation, so it has been locked. I can't tell any more than that.
And so what else?
Well, our cheerleaders just went to Las Vegas and took fourth at a national tournament. So that was very exciting. They can cheer up something else, I'll tell you. They scare me when they throw each other. I do not like to watch that because it just makes me cringe. I'm thinking, oh, please, just catch her. But no, we have a great cheer squad, and they work very hard. They're at it every single day practicing.
It was also their first year in competition ever.
Oh, I did not know, but it was their first year competition ever. Nice. But, yeah, we have a great our kids are just doing great right now. Everything's just rolling. Like I said, spring break's coming around the corner, so kids are anxious and ready to take a little bit of a break. Unfortunately, we have to work, but that's okay. We also offer a ton of electives. We go through JTED, so we do have the culinary arts and the welding. But on campus, we have a big CNA program, and that's the club for that is HOSA, and it's one of our biggest clubs on campus. But it's teaching students to be nurses, and we actually have a classroom with hospital beds in it, and they work like as if they were in a hospital. So we have a great teacher, Miss Nancy, who teaches that, and she's a registered nurse as well.
And this is all through JTED, is that correct?
Yeah, that's our JTED through our JTED program. And it's nice because we do have we have CNA on campus, and we also have our sports med on campus. So at every game, we have our students taping ankles, getting ice, all that fun stuff. If someone gets hurt, our trainer will go out there, but he also takes a kid with him. And they kind of walk through it, what's going on, or get the kid back to the table and work together. So the students are working right along with a great athletic trainer, Mr. Blake. I have to throw that out there. But, yeah, our kids are doing great. So if you ever need something taped up, come on over.
So, you know, Rick, you know, of course, being the dean of students and, you know, anybody can go to Bradshaw Mountain High School. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
How would, you know, someone wants a tour or just basically has questions, you know, about what you guys do there at the high school, what's the best, you know, number where they can get a hold of you?
Oh, 759-4100. That'll go to our front office. They can set up those tours. Our Julie is our front office staff. She'll set that tour up either with me or sometimes we have students give a tour, which is, if we have a new student come in, and we kind of like the student to give that tour, because then, you know, the kids can relate to each other, and then that student can brag about us. But we do give tours, definitely, especially after school. We're always there after school, and we're there till 5 o'clock. So, if, you know, if someone needs to be there late, just give us a call, and we'll guide them around, show them the great stuff we got going on.
I appreciate that. Also, just wanted to note, you know, somewhat district-related, the Northern Arizona PTA is hosting a State Superintendent's Candidates Forum this Friday evening. So this is Friday evening, will be the 9th, and that is going to be held at Glassford Hill Middle School, right next to Bradshaw Mountain High School. Go Bears. And Go Bears. That event starts at 5:30, and that's going to be held in the auditorium at Glassford Hill Middle School. And yours truly, Matt Zercher, is the moderator for that event.
Nice.
So please, you know, if you don't have anything to do on Friday night and you're really interested to see what some of the candidates for State Superintendent of Public Instruction have to say, please come out. And that's Glassford Hill Middle School in Prescott Valley, which is on Panther Path, if for those of you who may not know where that's at. But like I said, it's right next door to Bradshaw Mountain High School. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
And that's where Rick Bradshaw works, and we are very appreciative for you coming in today to talk about what's going on there.
Well, thank you. We do appreciate it, and we love Bradshaw, and we love Prescott Valley, and we love our kids because 1,600 of them. It's awesome. Feels like a city sometimes in there, but the kids are fun. We have a good time.
Well, you have been listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
Your world is created by what you focus on, and it's never too late to adjust your view. At Nationwide Vision, we've been Arizona's eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect contact lenses that fit your active lifestyle. Right now, when you buy 4 boxes of contact lenses, you will receive a free pair of eyeglasses, and you can even use your vision insurance. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
What's that you say? There's nothing like homegrown fresh eggs. But aren't you a little small for that? Didn't you leave out the part about going home with a nice family, getting through your teenage stage, and then laying the best eggs anywhere, and you say Olson's is the best place to get you? But they have 39 years of experience selling healthy baby chicks, and the knowledge and all the stuff to help your new family keep you healthy. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's amazing what you find out when you speak to the experts. The first thing you'll need to do is to go online to olsonsfamily.com and click on events. Once there, you'll see dates for Olson's How-To Chick Seminars at each one of our 5 stores. You can even sign up online. By coming to the seminars, you'll get the first peek at the arrival dates, breeds, and quantities of your new baby chicks. A few months later, you'll be eating choosing the best eggs you've ever tasted. The experts and newbies trust Olson's. We think local, we speak local, and we care local.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zercher.
Hey, and we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Here in the studio now is Mr. Ben Hooper. He is the town's economic development coordinator. And, you know, welcome to the studio, Ben.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, Matt.
Ben has been with the town now for just about a year and a half now, right?
Correct.
And so I'm going to let you take it away because I know there's a lot of exciting things going on in the town and, you know, definitely tell the listening audience. So, you know, kind of a little bit about what you do in your role and then, you know, any, you know, secrets that you can, you know, share with us in terms of what might be coming into Prescott Valley. That's Ben has all that information, folks. So.
Sure. Well, the way that economic development is structured in the town, there's three organizations that work to effectuate economic development. The first is the Chamber. Which, you know, among many other activities, economic development related, they focus on tourism and some degree of business retention and expansion. We also have our Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation, PVEDF, and they do the more traditional manufacturing, industrial type job attraction, you know, trying to bring those base jobs into the town. And then there's my position that's actually with the town proper. And I focus entirely on commercial and retail business attraction. So it's going to be those kinds of businesses that add sales tax and fund the activities that we are able to put on for our town. So you know, when I moved here a year and a half ago, and I moved here from the Rust Belt, and so, I mean, this is just a completely different landscape than what I was used to back in Ohio. You know, the people are leaving Ohio to come to places like Prescott Valley to move. And so when we have this growing population, we have rising incomes in the town, and, you know, those are probably the main two metrics that retailers are looking at when they're trying to evaluate whether or not their business can be successful in their region. And so, you know, we have we've gotten quite a bit more interest of retailers in the past, I'd say, 10, 15 years in Prescott Valley, as evidenced by the growth of the Crossroads Shopping Center. And so, you know, what I do is I go out and meet with brokers, meet with specifically with retailers or with developers, and try to put Prescott Valley on their radar, try to get it on their map so that they're thinking about, hey, you know, I need a new X store there, or I want to do my next development in Prescott Valley. And it's things like showing the growth and the housing, you know, the new houses that are coming in each year that pique the folks' interest. And so, you know, as far as little tidbits that are coming in, you know, we have I don't think any of these are new. So I wish I could be here and give you an exclusive today, Matt. But unfortunately, I don't think I have anything new. But we do have a K Jewelers that's going to be coming into the Crossroads. That's going to be located in between the Dix and Ulta, and that should be coming in the next few weeks. The space is there, so it's just a matter of getting in the door. There's also going to be Lindo's Mexican Restaurant that's opening in Crossroads. It'll be on the north side of State Route 69 in the same little L Plaza that has the Verizon store. And very recently, a store called You Break, I Fix, which is, I think, pretty self-explanatory as to what they do. They opened up also in that little plaza where Verizon is. So for
I think that was smart business on their part.
Oh, it absolutely was. I can tell you, my wife and I both bought cell phones around Christmas time on a Black Friday special. My wife asked me, you know, she said, you know, I drop my phone a lot. Do you think I should get a case? I said, no, not from here. It's too expensive. We'll get it off Amazon. And lo and behold, a few days later, as she predicted, she dropped it. It broke, and so we'll probably utilize that You Break, I Fix eventually when the glass spiders out bad enough.
So what else is, you know, I know Dunkin' Donuts, they're still coming, mm-hmm. correct?
Yep. And Dunkin' Donuts is going to be located over on Glassford Hill, on the corner of Glassford Hill and Center Court. That's right next to the Hampton Inn. Their permit's ready. We're just waiting on them to break ground. I think they're finishing up a couple of projects down in the valley and should be up here, I would say, any day. I apologize. I had intended to see if I could get a ground break date before I came on. I just wasn't able to connect with the gentleman, but I expect that groundbreaking to happen anytime in the next couple of weeks.
And then any news with regard to the old Kmart building or where Albertsons used to be?
Mm-hmm. So as our area residents likely know, we have quite a bit of second-generation space available in town, which is unusual for a town that is generally used to seeing new builds. It's just kind of the perfect storm. But the Hagen's building is owned by, the former Hagen's building is owned by a local investor. Who's actively seeking a tenant for that property. I feel confident. It's certainly in an awesome location, centrally located. So I feel confident that building's going to get leased out.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes, when the apartments and the Fane construction apartments that are over on Lake Valley and Florentine there, that's really going to be a game changer, I think, to the downtown area to have 500 people living right in that spot. I don't know what retailer wouldn't want to locate inside of that former Hagen's or inside of the former Kmart. And the former Kmart is in the same place. It's transitioning. Kmart, even though it's been vacant for a while, Kmart was paying rent on that facility through November. So it's just recently that the property has started to be marketed with haste and a little bit more interest and activity from the market as the price went down on that. So, great location, great space. It's just about finding the right developer that wants to come in and assemble that tenant mix in the building, divide it up. And, you know, I could easily see four or five retailers operating out of that Kmart. And then, of course, the other big one is the former Sam's Club, that's over in Crossroads. And, technically, I don't think that's even hit the market yet. Walmart is still, working through their processes to identify, that was one of 63 Sam's Club's locations across the country that closed. And so they're still working to identify which Sam's Club stores do we want to use for a fulfillment center. I highly, highly doubt, and I would love it if they wanted ours to be one, but I highly doubt that it would be simply because we're not located on an interstate. We're not located by a massive airport. And so there are other Sam's that closed in the Phoenix area that I think would make more sense, but if Walmart wants to talk about it, I'm ready to have that conversation. But in the meantime, while they're figuring out which stores they want to hold on to in their portfolio, which ones they're going to put up on the market, they're just kind of collecting some information of people that might be interested in it. So we're just kind of in a wait-and-see pattern with the Sam's, but it's in such an excellent location, and I think it is... It's certainly the largest development in northern Arizona that's happened in the past 15 years, and I think it might be the highest grossing one, at least from the past 10 or 15 years in northern Arizona. And so that's just such an excellent spot for retailers. I don't think they'll have any problem selling that and getting it repurposed.
Now, you mentioned something earlier with regard to your main – one of the main things you're looking to do is bring in – retailers that can help the tax base for Prescott Valley. And definitely wanted to touch upon that because I think it's always good to remind people that the town of Prescott Valley does not have a property tax, that they solely rely on
On sales tax. That's exactly right. And over half of our general fund is derived simply from sales tax capture. And, I think there's this... across the country, there's this focus on shopping local. And usually what folks are talking about is shop at your locally owned businesses, you know, your private mom and pop shops. I absolutely agree with that. But I also want people to understand that when you shop at any store in Prescott Valley, your sales tax dollars are being put back into a use that will benefit you. So, you know, to the extent possible, you know, folks should in Arizona should shop, in their town. It's not always possible, you know, I mean, that, and that's fine. But, to the extent that you're able to shop in Prescott Valley, if you live in Prescott Valley, and we invite everybody else, from the surrounding area to shop in Prescott Valley as well.
And then correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, literally last couple of years, we have seen record sales tax, revenue come in,
Correct. Yeah. Especially with the opening of the Walmart, that was a big boost to our sales tax base, and that was, you know, not necessarily capturing, but I would say recapturing the folks that were all headed to the Walmarts in Prescott when the one opened in Prescott Valley. You know, people were just now shopping in their hometown, and so that was definitely a great benefit to the services that we're able to provide our residents.
Well, Ben, if anyone has questions for you, where they get hold of you?
I encourage anybody to give me a call. I never forget who I work for, which is the Citizens of Prescott Valley. My phone number is 928-759-3106.
Well, thank you, Ben, for coming in today and being a part of Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And speaking of which, you've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.9 FM and KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
Today, customers want to engage via social media and text messaging, and they want to do it from any device and any place. It's critical to stay in contact with your customers, wherever they may be. If your business isn't, your competitor is. We have the answer. Thrive, an integrated business management and communication solution that ensures your brand and message are consistent.
Right now, one of the things that we're using is the email marketing, especially with our online store that we have launched. I definitely think that it's very, very beneficial to your business. And with Thrive, it offers you that opportunity, so why not take advantage?
Today, if you don't have a website, if you don't have a text, if you don't have a Facebook account, you're losing the game, and you will not succeed.
Let us help you stay connected with your customers. It's easy and simple, saving you time and money. Ready to get started? Go to thrive.com or call 888-733-9482. Thrive, your business smarter.
The hassles of property management can leave you frazzled. Lengthy background checks, bad tenants, interpreting landlord-tenant laws. At Top Notch Property Management and Sales, we're experts in property management, from marketing and tenant screening to lease negotiation and timely rental payments. Top Notch knowledge and expertise, along with 28 years of real estate experience, will take the hassle out of property management so that you can enjoy being an owner and not a landlord. Discover why we're top notch. Give us a call, 772-4801, or online at topnotchprescott.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The city of Prescott is requesting use of portions of the Courthouse Plaza for the Whiskey Row off-road bike race. The race is scheduled to take place from April 27th through the 29th in the downtown area. The Prescott Downtown Partnership has reviewed the application and has referred it to the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors because elements of the request don't comply with the county's current policies regarding events at the Courthouse Plaza. The board will consider the request during its meeting at 9 tomorrow morning. As for other events on the plaza, City Community Outreach Manager John Heine says an agreement with the Prescott Downtown Partnership has been approved.
It enables the partnership to do 30 events per year on the Courthouse Plaza, primarily the summer concerts throughout the year, as well as some other maintenance items. The contract provides some dollars for their beautiful floral program that they do in the summer as well.
Heine explains this agreement is nothing new.
This is a renewal of a contract that was started in 2013, updated in 15. So this contract will take us for another 3 years and then give council the option to renew it for an additional year at a time.
The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors meeting will be held in the Administrative Services Building on Fair Street in Prescott. If you've recently bought chicken sausage from a local Fry's food store, make sure it isn't part of a nationwide recall before eating it.
Yavapai County Community Health Services spokeswoman Terry Farinetti explains why packages of the ready-to-eat chicken sausage are being pulled off store shelves.
This product has got milk in it, and it's not declared on the label. People who are allergic to milk are probably pretty much on the alert for anything that has milk in it. It is carried locally, and I guess it's enough to have it be warned that it's out there.
The problem was discovered when the Texas-based J-Bar Beef Foods company received a customer complaint. Farnady gives a description of the recalled product.
It is a 12-ounce vacuum-sealed plastic package containing Simple Truth chicken sausage links, spinach Gruyere, with a lot code of 8034.
More information on this product is available at yavapaihealth.com. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight and cloudy this week. Expect an overnight low of 32 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 65 tomorrow and a high of 68 on Thursday. 35 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 74 and a high on Thursday of 76. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center. But two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When it's time to enjoy a little drinking or dining out, stick with the winner. Prescott Brewing Company is approaching 22 years of providing a little something for everyone. Quiet street front, people watching front dining area, more people watching atrium dining in the middle of quaint and unique boutique shops. The bar area overlooking our small brew house where Arizona's most awarded breweries' beers have been produced since 1994. A huge eclectic menu with time-tested favorites that we like to call pub cuisine and beyond. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott, always a winning choice.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zercher.
Hey, and we are back. It's time for the Chamber Spotlight section of Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And here in the studio with me is John Wagner. He is with Heartland Payment System or Systems?
Systems.
And then Debbie Stewart with Senior Connection. So, you know, earlier I mentioned that Marianne was going to be joining John, but apparently I scared her off. So John's here. And so, you know, John, I was doing some research as I like to do when I, guest host. And Heartland Payment Systems does point of sale, but does more than just point of sale systems. And so I was really interested to see how much you do. So I'm going to let you just take it away and just tell us what everything you guys do.
Okay, great. Thank you. Hartman started out in 1997. Primarily in the payment processing industry. And they started out with three founding principles, which are transparency, honesty, and integrity, which in the credit card industry in itself is unique. A lot of people don't understand, but in the financial services, there is only one piece of the financial services industry that is not regulated, and it's payment processing. With that, you get a lot of questionable players. And because of the way that we structured our company back in 1997, we grew exponentially. So by 2005, we had already gained a Fortune 1000 status in terms of the growth that we had experienced. So we've seen exponentially strong growth based upon those three principles. And one of the things that we do, we actually do two things primarily that we address in the small and medium-sized businesses, is the payment processing, like I mentioned before, and also payroll and HR, two huge pieces to any small to medium-sized businesses. And we've had incredibly success. Usually if a business or retailer or a restaurant has a need for one, they have a need for the other. And particularly on the payroll and HR side, because of all the changes that are constantly occurring, both at the federal and state levels, that you really have to have someone dedicated. And a lot of the small and medium-sized companies certainly can't support that. So they either run the risk of not being in compliance, or they bring an outside party in. And we have a tremendous solution in the payroll and HR side.
Now, I know Heartland's been around for, you know, a little over 20 years. How long have you been in the area?
You know what? Mary Ann, who actually is the payroll HR specialist that we have in the payroll side, both of us ironically moved here, both from California in November. Didn't know each other. I had been with Heartland up in the Bay Area in California, and she had been in Southern California with another payroll provider, a much larger enterprise-type payroll provider. And we ironically relocated to the area in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and just love it, and it's just where it's working out very well.
Well, welcome. I definitely didn't realize you were almost, you know, very much a newbie to the area.
Exactly.
Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit more about what Heartland has to offer.
Well, like I said, we primarily started out as a payments processor. Mm-hmm. And just to give you some background in that area of our business, we are the fifth largest in the United States as far as payroll processing. We're one of only eight what we call direct processors. So by the time the information is entered into the machine or the point of sale, whatever it is that the information is entered into the system, until the money gets into the merchant's bank, we are the only one that is in control. There's only a handful of us out there that do that. Another uniqueness to Heartland is that we only sell our services through employees. We don't sell it through subcontractors or contractors of any sort. We all are employees, so we have a vested interest in taking care of our clients. We're also exclusively endorsed by the largest business trade organization in America, which is the American Restaurant Association, as well as, like, for instance, the Arizona Restaurant Association, and 140 other business trade organizations that we're exclusively endorsed. And we're proud of that because that means they've done their vetting. They know the quality of service and the products that we provide and that we stand behind it.
You know, if you don't mind me asking, what was, you know, the motivation to basically open a Heartland branch here in the area?
Well, I wanted to relocate here.
Okay.
That was my interest. And like I said, I'd been with Heartland before up in the Bay Area, and I was at a point in my life that I have friends here in Prescott, and they've invited me down two or three times. The more I came down, the more I liked it. And I was just getting to a point in my life that I felt this would be a great move, not only personally but professionally. So, and Marianne, sort of the same way, but again, we didn't ironically even know each other. And she started with Heartland when she moved here. So she was with a larger company back in Southern California.
I mean, and since you've, you know, been here, have you seen your business, basically just, you know, kind of shoot through the roof?
You know what? It never shoots through the roof far enough. We're always looking for new business. We've had a lot of success. So what I've found is that the people here, in the Quad Cities area are so friendly. They are willing to talk to you. Now, they may not end up doing business with you, but at least they'll talk to you, which is much different than what I'm used to up in the larger metropolitan area. So it's just a matter of breaking in, developing the trust, getting involved with the chambers, and getting the word out there.
And John, if anyone wants to get a hold of you, sign up for what Heartland has to offer, or just have, if someone has questions, how do they get a hold of you?
Great question. And I'll give you my number. Then you can reach me if you have a payroll or HR, and I can refer you to Marianne. Or the payment processing is my side. My direct number is my cell number is area code 925-998-5608. Again, 925-998-5608. And of course, it's on the Prescott Valley Chamber website as well,
which is pvchamber.org. And John, thank you for being here today to talk about what you guys have to offer.
Thank you.
Also here is Debbie Stewart. Debbie Stewart is the CEO of the Senior Connection, a local resource for seniors and family caregivers. She's here to tell us about the upcoming Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo, which is going to be happening on Friday, March 16th in Prescott Valley. So welcome, Debbie.
Thank you very much.
So what is the goal of Senior Connection?
The goal is to connect seniors and family caregivers with the products, services, and support that they need here locally.
So, tell me and tell our listening audience about the Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo that's going on next week.
The conference and expo will be occurring, like you said, on Friday, March 16th. It will be all day from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The location is Liberty Traditional School in Prescott Valley. It's free admission. People can come and go as their schedule allows. You don't need to RSVP. And we will have not only informational booths from about 60 companies that provide services and products locally, but we will also have a lineup of guest speakers throughout the day. So if there is a particular topic that someone is interested, they can come at that time and then visit with the various vendors who are there mainly to provide information and offer answers to questions.
Is that going to be held at the multipurpose room at Liberty?
Yeah, there's a gym, main gym, and you can look for balloons and or just look for the building that has the flagpole out front.
Which is, since I'm familiar with Liberty, it's right next to the office. What other free resources does Senior Connection provide?
Well, in addition to the expos that we do twice a year in the spring and the fall, we also every week have a speaker bureau presentation on a Thursday from noon to 1 in either Prescott or Prescott Valley, and those are given by some of our member companies on topics that are of interest to seniors and caregivers, family caregivers. We also have a online resource directory. If you're looking for help like in-home care providers, elder law attorneys, assisted living facilities, etc., you can go to my website and click on the resource directory. We have about 400 entries there. I also provide a monthly newsletter called the Caregiver Connection. The current edition is always on my website, or you can subscribe and I will email it to you. And then we've also got some informational articles that are on my website as well.
How can you provide all these resources to the public for free?
Well, what we do is we operate like a trade association. So we have companies that are members, and in return for their membership fees, I'm able to offer the services and resources to the community at no charge.
And that's great. What are the biggest issues facing seniors and family caregivers that you're seeing right now?
Well, for caregivers, it's usually that they become overwhelmed. They don't know where to go for help, or they won't ask for it, and they often feel like they're in it alone. And they're often seniors themselves with health issues that they're facing. For the seniors, the issues include declining health, either a chronic condition or something that comes on suddenly, loss of independence, they can't drive or care for themselves, they become lonely, isolated, and depressed. So my message is always that help is available. I encourage people to reach out for it. I consider them my peeps, my people, and I say, if there's anything that I can do to steer you in the right direction or get you connected with the help that you need, to please get in touch.
And so that would be definitely, would you say, would that be the first step someone should take, is definitely get in touch with you?
Well, to admit that they need help and to reach out for it. And a good way to get started is to come to this expo, where they'll be able to connect with and get information from a lot of companies that are able to provide services, some of it for free.
And so how do people get more information, and how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to my website. That would be the best way. And that's seniorconnection.us. That's seniorconnection, singular. There's no S at the end. .us, like all of us are in this together. Or they can give me a call at 778-3747. 778-3747. But again, if they can come to the expo, that's Friday, March 16th, a week from this Friday, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They can come anytime at Liberty Traditional School. That's on Lake Valley Road in Prescott Valley.
Well, thank you, Debbie, and for coming in today. And we'll take a quick break, but you've been listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and 95.5 and 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment, or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled, as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zurcher.
Hey, and we're back, and still with me in the studio is John Wagner from Heartland Payment Systems, and Debbie Stewart of Senior Connection. And one of the things that we were talking about before the break was that right now, Heartland does not have an office in the area, and John works out of his home in providing service. And one of the things that... Definitely want to give it over to John to, you know, do a, you know, give out the website and everything. If people have additional questions they need answered, definitely the website is where I went to look things up. So, John, what is it?
Yeah, Matt, the website is very simple to remember. It's heartland.us. Heartland.us. Another thing is that I wanted to make sure that the listening audience was aware of, being a technology firm, we're the only processor out there that can offer a 100% breach warranty at no cost. So if anybody that uses our services has ever breached, and as we all know, it happens. It happens to Yahoo. It happens to Target. It happens to our own government. But if you're ever breached, statistically, it shows that you'll probably be out of business within 6 months. Because once the word gets out there, the public just simply does not want to support. They're afraid what may happen if they have their credit card information scammed. So having a strong partner in the technology field is something that we offer. And again, we offer the only processor out there that offers it 100% breach warranty at no cost. But that our website is heartland.us.
And then Debbie just wanted to do another shout out to you, and just, you know, let's, you know, I would say let's just have to remind people about the expo coming up.
Already, thank you. It's the Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo, Friday, March 16th, at Liberty Traditional School in Prescott Valley. It's open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and there's no RSVPs necessary. You can go to my website, www.seniorconnection.us, and there's a flyer available on the homepage.
You know, thank you to the both of you because you're of course you're here under the Chamber Spotlight section. You guys are members of the Chamber of Commerce, and you are what makes the Chamber just a great place to be and great place to be a part of. And so I want to thank you personally just for your Chamber membership and for your participation and for being here today.
Well, if I could, Matt, I'd like to just compliment the Prescott Valley Chamber. A lot of energy. I've been a member of a lot of different chambers, and you guys do a terrific job, so congratulations.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Then I'll do another announcement for, again, the Northern Arizona PTA is having a candidates forum for the candidates for state superintendent of public instruction. That's going to be held this Friday, which is March 9th at Glassford Hill Middle School on Panther Way, which is located next to Bradshaw Mountain High School. Go Bears. That event is starting at 5:30 and will be taking place in the auditorium at Glassford Hill Middle School. Definitely, if you are, you know, having candidates up here for state superintendent of public instruction or any statewide office is huge for us, and so it's definitely, we want to make sure that we get as many people out there as possible to hear what they have to say. I'm moderating the event, and so I'm looking forward to that. And
it's gonna be great.
of course we do have other people, you know, taking time and so forth. So that is going to be I think a really good event for the area again. This Friday, March 9th at Glassford Hill Middle School. And then just do another shout out to Debbie of the Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo next Friday at March 16th, 2018 at Liberty Traditional School. Hey, they're on spring break, so why not use the facility, right? So with that, I'll do my parting comments. And again, thank you for your participation and membership with the Chamber. It's always an honor to fill in for Marnie Yule, and you have been listening to Matt Zurcher on Talk of the Town Prescott Valley at KQNA.com, 1130 AM and 95.5 and 99.9 FM. We'll see you.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.